It's Tuesday, the 10th of May, and it's time to catch your grin on with a Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. Kind of. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Guzgos.
Hello.
And Prince.
Hello.
How are you doing? That's great to hear. What have you been playing, Guz? Why don't you tell us?
I've fallen into a routine and just been playing the same stuff over and over. So, like, I don't have anything exciting to say, really. I started falling out of playing Red Dead Online, because, I've been playing that alone forever, and, like, I'm almost done with everything, and no one else wants to play with me, so I started getting bored of just logging back in, doing some stuff, and logging out.
Well, it is the online portion of the game, so it's probably, possibly, maybe better with people when you're not hog-tying them.
I mean, yeah, like, there's plenty of activities that you could do, I guess. Although, like, by hearing from, like, long-time players, Rockstar isn't really updating the game anymore, and they are disappointed. Well, Rockstar is doing stuff with GTA Online, apparently.
Well, I get a press email every single week from them saying, oh, we've got these new special offers, and we've added this car and this t-shirt. And yeah, okay.
They make a lot of money off that game, though, right? Like, they make a lot.
Yeah, probably expected to do the same with Red Dead.
I mean, it's like one YouTube channel that I've been... I'm not subscribed to, but I often get suggestions from, like, he makes a lot of videos about Red Dead and, like, thinking of different ways that Rockstar could make money off the game, like, by adding something, but they, like, month after month, they don't really do anything with it. They don't add any cosmetics even. Like, they'll just do every month, like, you'll get more rewards from this activity, and that's it. Or, like, some rifle ammo is discounted, even though it's super cheap anyway. They do that kind of stuff with it. So, like, the fan base is poking Rockstar with a stick. Do something. Do something.
Oh my gosh. I feel like they don't do much outside of GTA anymore, to be honest, like, at all, really.
They don't, like, it's need unfortunate. To they're making bank.
Well, I know, exactly. It's kind of like, well, I feel like if I was making bank, I would be taking that money to do, like, more stuff personally. Like, maybe that's greed talking, but, like, I'd poke the bear, I'd push the barrel, I'd start just doing wild projects to see if they landed.
Maybe Red Dead 2 was their wild project.
Say, I think, honestly, it was kind of a, like, safe bet, almost. Like, who the hell didn't like fucking Red Dead Redemption, first of all? And I never played Red Dead Revolver, but I believe that's the prequel, right?
give me 10 minutes and I can find someone who didn't like Red Dead Redemption.
Really? I don't know, maybe that's just, like, I want to, like, clarify, I do live in, like, the California West and in a ranching community. And we had cowboys and we have all that shit. And we have a whole cowboy festival, Whiskey Flats, like, during February. So maybe it's just, like, locally for us out here. We loved that fucking game. In fact, I was watching my nephew play Red Dead 2 the other day when I was at his house. Like, I don't know. It's a popular game out here, but maybe... Maybe, I guess, people hate it. That kind of hurts to hear. Aww, I liked it.
Well, I did say give me 10 minutes. I didn't say it'd be easy to find.
Ah, I don't know. I feel like it was a safe bet almost to do Red Dead 2, and I'm glad they did it, but I wish they were doing, like, more things. Like, cool things. I mean, no, Red Dead is cool, but I mean, like, like adding more things to it. It's a little old now. I mean, not a little. It is. I'm trying not to step in holes here.
you're saying Red Dead Redemption is Red Dead Redemption 2 is old, and
well, it's not old.
And yet GTA 5 is a PlayStation 3 game.
Oh God, that's super old. That shouldn't even. I don't agree with what they've been doing, to be honest, with GTA 5. I get it makes them so much money, but I just feel like they could be doing other things, or they could be adding more to Red Dead, because I do think that that's just it's an existing property right now. Like, just do it. I think they should be working on other titles too. I would love to see like a Bully comeback, personally. You know, stuff like that. I don't want to see Manhunt again. That's like my line. That's the line.
Okay, well, what have you been playing this past
week? Oh, crap. I'm sorry, Gores. I took accidentally went off on your time.
yeah, it's fine.
I've been playing Serial Experiments Lane for the PS1. And it's something. I never watched the anime. I want to clarify that real quick. I did not watch the anime at all. I mainly picked up this game because there's an interesting English patch for it, in my opinion, and it's you could play it on browser, which I think is nice. But I watched this video essay about why we don't see interactive like video games and CD-ROMs and stuff like that anymore, and it brought this game up and how a lot of people have a really hard time with it because it's supposedly not linear. Which I don't believe anymore now after playing it. I think people are playing this game wrong. no, I'm not even kidding. And that's what is, like, blowing my mind. This game came out the same year, like, I was born, too. So it kind of pisses me off. I'm like, no way. Like, either I'm wrong or I'm the only person who's figured this out. And it kind of pisses me off. it's not really as much of a game as much of a bunch of, like, different files you're going through on your like your little PlayStation. Like Lane is this anime girl who, like, I know enough about her. She's got some issues going on mentally, but she I guess connects to the internet herself, essentially, like the Wired. This is a little like pre-modern internet times when the anime comes out in the game. It's, well, yeah, it's 1998, but I'm trying to figure out the best way to explain this, but essentially you just go through a menu full of video and audio clips, essentially, and that's what the game is. It's not a game. You're just trying to figure out the story, and it absolutely, like, there's patterns going on that I feel like people are missing for sure, because a lot of people just are like, it doesn't make sense, and everything's disconnected, and everything's given to you random, and that's not true. That's not true at all. I'm like, did y'all just not figure out how to play this game? And maybe that is it. Maybe people just don't know how to play the game. Because it's not really a game. But you could definitely go through the story in a linear fashion. And I'm kind of, like, upset no one has figured that out yet. Like, if you go all through the articles and Wikipedia things and all that, everyone's like, everything's given to you randomly. And I'm like, that is just not true. Oh, I don't know. I'm a little upsetty spaghetti about it.
I wasn't actually aware that there was a game, well, quote unquote game,
yeah,
from what you say. But I remember seeing at least one episode of the anime.
I've seen the intro.
I don't remember anything about it other than that there's a naked woman in it at one point, and that was probably Lane, if that is her name.
Wasn't, because she's like 14. I hope not. Oof. Well,
I don't think you saw more than a butt. Yeah.
Honestly,
stands out.
No clue with that one. I know what I do know is that the game is much more graphic and features a lot more more sensitive topics. Like, I think they took what they couldn't get away with in the anime and put it in the video game, because it is a separate universe, even though it features the same main character and many of the same characters, but it also adds new characters. But it's like, it's a very distinctly, like, different universe, and they make sure
you know
that. Is it
a multiverse of madness?
I mean, oh god. I wouldn't call it a multiverse, because I think there's, like, literally only these two universes, honestly, in the canon.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, what?
No, never mind.
Oh. More than one universe would be a multiverse, so...
Count if it's only two?
Well, uni implies one.
I guess.
So if it's more than one universe, it's got to be a multiverse.
I guess. That just feels like... cheating. I don't know. It almost feels like cheating. Yeah, I'm like, there's literally only two. It's a lot more adult, though, in the PS1 version from what I've seen. Like, because I looked it up. I was like, what are the differences? What am I getting into? Do I need to watch the anime? Because I kind of don't want to start an anime without needing to, if I'm honest. I got a lot on my plate anime-wise. I'm a One Piece fan. like, it's horrible. It never ends. I love it. Except for I don't have time to watch other anime. Except for I did watch Spy X Family. It was really, really cute. I can't
I've,
wait.
I've
I
only
like
seen the
top.
First three episodes of that. I really like that show.
Yeah, I've watched the first three because that's what's dubbed. And the dub is actually really good, which it's like... I'm a little against dubs these days, which I cannot believe is happening, because I'm resident dub defender, but they've been bad lately. But this dub, it was a good dub. But I don't want to add a new anime, was my original point. So I was like, can I get away with just playing this game? And everyone said no. Everyone on the internet said no. So I started the game anyway. And it turns out you absolutely can. I know exactly what's going on. I'm a little fucking pissed off that nobody understands this game.
Well, now it's spoiling the anime.
Well, it ends differently. I spoiled the anime, kind of, except for I still didn't understand what the hell I was reading, I'll be honest. So I kind of spoiled the anime, and it doesn't follow the same events as the anime. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the main difference is, but I think the main difference between universes is that, Lane in the video game is getting way less support somehow, even though I'm pretty sure she gets barely any support from other people in the fucking anime. So it ends up way darker and way worse, and it ends, I'm pretty sure they both end bad, but the anime ends on, like, the maybe it's not bad type of way, and then the video game ends, like, fucking brutal. I was like, oh. Oh.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Personally, I've played a number of things, more or less the stuff that I usually play, but I've also been playing Ni no Kuni Crossworlds. We've been given a press account for a preview version because it's not out in English yet. They haven't said exactly when it's coming out. But you can check out the prologue on GameGrin.com. On GameGrin's YouTube channel, youtube.com/GameGrin. I uploaded that to there. I've been playing a surprising amount, and I'm still getting told, and now this is how you upgrade your mounts, and this is how you dye your hats, and all these tutorial messages.
How's the game, though?
It's, okay, it's coming out for iOS, Android, and PC. I'm playing it on PC. And I was surprised to find that that a lot of it is automated. You can turn the automated stuff off, but by default, it's like, okay, now I need to wander over here. So off your character goes. And now there's these things that I need to fight. So automatic fighting. And I was just sat here, just hand away from keyboard, hand off of the mouse, and my character's going around doing stuff. All I have to do is click when they're talking to people to get the next speech bubble.
That's like the one time I don't want to be like touching things. Like I'll put the speech, like things like that, on automatic if I can. Yeah, oh my God.
Could not find an automatic option for that.
That's infuriating. I mean, no offense to like anyone listening. That's infuriating. That's, oh my God. That's,
I'm not going to argue with you.
Jesus. That's, I understand like from a mobile game standpoint why everything would be automated, because like on Android and on iOS that makes 100% sense. I would maybe figure out how to not have that automatically on first thing. Like obviously you could turn it off, but I mean like I don't know, I would not make that the default choice on PC, because on PC you're actually supposed to play. Like phone games are kind of a whole different breed. In the fact that I do get lazy with them, but I still want to play them. Because it, part of it's like addiction, I feel like why I play my gachas. But
there are daily, weekly tests, and there is a gacha.
So then there we go. This is the type of game I'd be addicted to. That makes sense to me.
I have been enjoying it, and I can certainly see the appeal. And I will admit that I've had it running on one screen while I've been doing work on the other. And then when my character goes off to talk to someone, I'll just, click, 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 listen to the dialogue, read, because not all of it's voiced for some reason. Like half of a speech bubble will be voiced. And it's not always the start half of the speech bubble.
That's really interesting. What the?
I'm assuming it's going to be more filled out when it releases, because this is, as I said, this is a preview version.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least you get the gist of things with the voiced stuff. So once they finish talking, okay, my character's walking off somewhere back to the work on the other screen, because otherwise I'd just have YouTube or Prime Video or something on the other screen.
Gosh, that's such a weird, like, it's weird to think about, like, because it's essentially an idle game, but it's on your PC.
Yes.
Oh. It is.
And, one thing I really do like about it, other than the fact I can do work and play a game at the same time, is that while you're wandering off to somewhere or fighting automatically, that sort of thing, you can go into the menus, so you can, like, claim your weekly bonuses and change your outfits and level up and all that sort of stuff. And then when you exit out of the menu, you've reached your destination or finished fighting or whatever, and the game's just waiting for you to exit so it can start talking to the characters.
Oh my gosh.
Earlier I was doing a side quest and my character started wandering away from the person. I opened up the menu. I got distracted for like 5 minutes, came back, finished what I was doing in the menu, closed the menu, I was back at the person and handing in the quest. I have no idea what happened during the quest.
Oh my gosh. That's such an odd, like, I'm still kind of wrapping my head around it, and I guess I could see the appeal for sure, because you can do work. Oh my gosh. That's like the workaholics PC game. Oh no.
There is an idle mode, so you can set it to like you can wander into a area filled with monsters, click on auto battle, and then it'll just fight until you turn it off.
My gosh!
Or the game crashes, I suppose. But
huh.
As I said, I've sunk quite a lot of hours into it, and I'm still getting tutorial screens. I'm not sure quite when I'm going to finish getting told how to do stuff, but I have finished all of the stuff in the first town you visit. I've started to explore the world, the wider world.
Ooh.
So I think I've reached a point where I can write out this preview. So look forward to that on GameGrind.com.
Hey, I can't wait to hear more about it. That's so... Do you think it'll change gaming? Like, real question.
That's an interesting point. It's by Netmarble, who have made... Well, they're a mobile developer. I'm not sure how many PC games they've made, to be quite honest.
Yeah. to be honest, like, I'm still, like, I find it just so interesting because you usually don't see, you just usually don't see mobile games on PC like that. Like, there's a few cases, like Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links and stuff like that, but none of them are full-on idle, like. That's, like, idle games for your PC. Like, I'm wondering if that's almost the future for, like, workaholics like you, Ace.
Well, Netmarble's, like, biggest game is probably Lineage 2. But that came out in 2016, 2017, and that's mobile only. So I honestly do think this is their first PC game, so it's a good showing for it. It's turned out pretty well, at least
good
so far.
Like the Ni no Kuni, is that, did I say that right? Yes. I've always read it because I have one of them. There's only one, isn't there? No, there's two.
Oh,
how
no,
many there are there?
There's a surprising amount of them.
Oh, never mind.
I thought there was two, but there was one on the DS. There's two that were mobile only in Japan.
Oh.
Two or three PlayStation games.
See, yeah, I had it on the PS3, I believe.
That's probably the first one.
Oh, then I just didn't know that there were a bunch of other ones.
I say the first one. The first one released in the West is actually the third one.
God damn it.
See, this is what I mean. Surprising amount of them.
That's how it, like, always is. I find it so funny when I look into, like, a Japanese franchise that I think it has, like, only one or two games, and it turns out that's just how it is in the West, and it turns out there's, like, 50 of them.
It's been running for 20 years, and they got 50 games.
Sometimes! I mean, look at Final Fantasy!
Yep. Yeah.
Oh my god, I think I counted out all of the games they had that were, like, actually under the Final Fantasy name, so not counting things like Chocobo Mystery Dungeon, but it was like 67 or something like that, and it blew my mind. I was like, there's no reason there should be this many.
They've re-released so many of them and collected.
Say counting re-releases though.
Oh,
that I wrote an article on this in college because I wrote a small little video games like column in my school newspaper back in college, and I wrote a whole article about it because I wanted to go into Final Fantasy 15, and then I found out it was like an astronomical like numbered entry in the series technically, even though it's 15 in the main line, kind of, if you don't count 10-2 in the main line, or 13-2-3. Oh, the worst series. I love that series. The worst. Sorry.
Right. From the start of the episode, you probably gathered that we're not talking about news so much this week. I figured we're a fair way into the year, so let's look ahead at games that are coming out in the next couple of months, see what everyone is looking forward to. Gauz, have you looked through the list? Do you want to start us?
I am kind of interested in the Evil Dead game that comes out in like 3 days.
It's not usually my sort of game, but it's got Bruce Campbell in it, so I'm interested.
Oh, it actually has him?
Oh, of course. No one else can voice Ash.
Yeah, I think
sorry.
No, what you were going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm always shocked when, like, a video game actually gets the people it's supposed to.
I think all Evil Dead games,
he's voiced
his character, or maybe just most of them. I remember playing, like, beat-em-up kind of Evil Dead game, like a 3D beat-em-up, and there were interviews with him in extras, even. So, and it's not like I tried to look up that game last year, I think, and I struggled. Like, there is not a lot of info about it. I can't remember how I got the game. But yeah, he was in it.
There have been 4 other Evil Dead games.
Oh.
There was one on the Commodore 64 and Spectrum. One on the PlayStation, Dreamcast, and PC, and 2 on the PlayStation 2, Xbox, and the PC, kind of. Regeneration had a little, I think it was called Little Ash, that would follow you around. He was like a deadite that you threw at people. So if he was not in it, then you're probably thinking of A Fistful of Boomstick.
No, I think it was Regeneration, because I looked at the cover, and yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's like a beat-em-up kind of game. I mean, it says hack and slash, but that's wrong, as we know. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, you're so good at figuring out what games are sometimes, Ace. Like, wow.
Okay, I actually intended on ranking the Evil Dead games months ago. Oh. I just never got around to it. So I have a list of these games.
Oh my god.
Handy.
Wow. So it all just kind of came full circle on that one.
Yep. Yep. Because, well, when they announced this game, I was like, ooh, I should really look into ranking the other games before this one comes out. I'm not going to, like, do it in 3 days. So, yeah. Maybe look forward to that once I've had a look at Evil Dead the game.
About this game that's coming out, like, one worry I have is that it will be too grounded, and like that's all what the movies were. Like, they are, in a way, they are trashy. Like, I don't know, they don't make complete sense. I mean, I think in the second one, Ash takes his girlfriend's head and puts it in a like a metal vise. Like,
yes, that is the second one.
My gosh!
Like, that's.
I mean, she's already dead, Prince. Don't worry, he's not doing it to kill her.
No.
I mean, he kind of is. She's a deadite at that point.
Right.
And yeah, the whole thing with like the chainsaw on hand and the boomstick that never runs out of ammo. I think it's like the first time you can see him reloading it is in the TV series that came out a few years ago. Like in Army of Darkness, I think he shoots it like 7 times in a row in one scene without reloading it.
Also in that movie, he makes a bionic hand in the time of King Arthur, so
yeah.
That's the least serious one of the movies.
And I mean, I guess the first one is the most serious, the most grounded, but it's still like, I don't know, it still has that surreal quality, even besides just being horror. It's just, I don't know, the way Sam Raimi makes movies, they feel like almost like a fairy tale. I mean, that's what made his Spider-Man films great, I think. That they are like, they're treated like comic book. Like fantastic stories, not like real life.
Yeah.
So, Prince, what about you? Is there a game you're particularly looking forward to?
Oh, I have a few. which is like, of course I do. One thing is the Capcom Fighting Collection is coming out soon, and it has, I believe, all 5 Darkstalkers games in it. If I'm not mistaken, like, I gotta check that out to be
sure.
Yes,
it does.
That's amazing to me, but I also believe this is the Capcom test. The Capcom test, baby! This happens every single time, and this is how they decide whether or not they want to go through with the franchise or not. is like if people actually fucking care about when things like this come out. So for me, it's kind of like, are we getting new Darkstalkers shit? Like, if this goes well, I hope so. So of course, I'm keeping my eye on that.
Well, it has Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, so everyone has to buy it.
Yeah. I believe that game was on like PlayStation Now because I used to play the shit out of that. Like, they act like all the time when I actually had PlayStation Now. I'm really bad at Puzzle Fighter though. Like, I don't know how it's so much harder than Street Fighter. What the fuck? But I'm interested about that because I think it's like I definitely think it's them trying to see if there's interest in Darkstalkers at the moment. And I hope there is. I truly do. I'm also interested in a few other games like Yura Kill the how the hell do I say that? Calumniation? You know, I've written about this game, which is how I found out about it. I do not know how to say the name, and that really bothers me. Oh, like, my stupidness really jumps out there. Oh.
Yuru Kill the Calumniation game.
It's funny, because it's not even Yura Kill that, like, is the word that's fucking me up. Even though that's like the not the farthest from English word there. It is like whatever the hell the C word is there. I can't say it.
Calumniation?
Oh. Is that it? Is that how that's spelled? Like calumniation? Oh God, you're probably right. God damn it. I'm like separating it into way too many syllables. It's just calumniation. Okay. Thank you, Ace. It's a shoot 'em up game, which isn't really, I'm not a big fan of that genre, actually, but from, like, writing all this stuff about it, I've seen a lot of the, and watching previews and stuff, I like the story. I've seen a lot of the story, and, like, because it's also a visual novel mix. I love visual novels. So, I'm weird, because, like, half the game is, like, literally a complete turnoff for me. Like, I don't want to be doing this. And the other half is the opposite. I want to play it real bad. It's a visual novel. It's kind of like a murder mystery. And you're trying to seek the truth, which I think is really cool. It's a little bit like Ace Attorney, except for you got, like, robots with guns in there, too. Other games. I'm, like, keeping my eye on, basically, on the Pac-Man Museum Plus. I love Pac-Man, actually. I used to play the shit out of the Namco Museum games for the PS1. I have a real endearment to Miss Pac-Man specifically. I've even been looking into if I should buy her cabinet because they finally started selling her arcade cabinets again. And you could just buy one at Walmart nowadays. And like every time I see it, I'm like, damn, do I need a $300 Miss Pac-Man cabinet that's half my height? I don't, but do I want it? Yes. So I'm always keeping my eye out for Pac-Man stuff. Soul Hackers 2, I always keep my eye out on Atlus stuff. I'm really sad they dropped Devil Summoner from the full title, which, like, that fucked me up a little bit. They also dropped the Shin Megami Tensei part. Like, it used to be, like, Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner, you know? And now Devil Summoner Soul Hackers. And now it's just Soul Hackers 2. And I understand why they did that, because nothing's going to sell if it's called Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner Soul Hackers. That's literally three names right there.
But I mean, it's a hard enough sell because it has a number 2 on it.
I know, especially since it's a sequel to a game from, like, what, 1997, I want to say? Like, that's a hard fucking sell no matter what. So I understand kind of why they shortened the name. But I'm almost kind of wondering if dropping the Shin Megami Tensei is going to, like, bite them in the ass. Because, like, who's going to know?
I honestly think it's only going to help them because it's fewer words. It's easier to look for. I mean, true. If there's someone who would play this, if you just showed them a screenshot, are they going to know how to spell Shin Megami?
Yeah. See, I guess that's where it goes, is it's, to the general public, this probably looks so much more friendly But to Shimagami Tensei fans, this is it's the opposite. It's very I don't think it looks as friendly to Shimagami Tensei fans, and I think people who are maybe just looking for, like, they don't, like, I feel like there are people who are going to be like, what's that? Because they don't realize it's connected to the overall series. Like, if you're not paying attention. I don't know. Like, for me, it's a little weird that they've dropped so much of the name on top of it. Because they didn't even go Devil Summoner Soul Hackers 2. Which is what I thought they would have done if they were going to drop the Shin Megami Tensei name. They just went straight up Soul Hackers 2. And it almost makes it a little hard. Because, like, there's not necessarily a game out there just called, maybe there is, called Soul Hackers. It's even worse if there is.
a fun fact about Ni no Kuni Cross Worlds is, ooh, you play someone who is logging into a beta of a game called Soul Diver.
Oh, funky.
So it's similar.
See, we're playing on thin ice here. No, we're not.
A game that I'm looking forward to is Hard Space Shipbreaker, which comes out in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And I'm really looking forward to being able to play that again and not have my progress wiped for once.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
One of the things that I'm most excited for them putting in the release version is being able to save the ships you're working on, because until now, when you close the game, whatever you were working on, no matter how cut or uncut this ship is in the bay, it's just you come back to an empty bay. So if you've had to leave some expensive parts still in the ship and had to leave the computer, well, tough. You're going to have to work your way inside another ship and get those expensive parts instead.
Oh, Jesus. That sounds so frustrating.
Yeah, but as I say, the release version is going to allow you to save what's in there, so that's a very good thing. I'm not going to have to rush through a ship just because it's almost lunchtime and the kids need feeding.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I guess it's not the released version, so it makes sense.
Yes, early access, so they're allowed to wipe my progress even though I don't like it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't like that. It kind of reminds me of, like, back, like, it's kind of like a demo tactic, I feel like. But I'm not sure if I like that on an early access, like, thing. I don't consider early access the same as demo, necessarily.
Well, they're hardly the first early access game to wipe your progress. Starbound,
oh yeah,
every single update would wipe your progress. At least this, with Hard Space Shipbreaker, it's been only for, like, the big updates, where they've said, sorry, big update and lots of great stuff, also your progress is going to be reset again. Anyway, so look at all this great stuff.
See, that makes sense to me, though, because I feel like that's kind of the risk you take when you play a game before it officially releases, is, like, there might be a chance everything's just wiped, even if you've spent, like, hours in it.
Yeah, but who knows what they're changing and when they're changing it, because maybe the save files are now in a different place and they can't move it, because that'll just break something. Sorry, are there any others that you're looking forward to in the next couple of months, Scores?
Maybe Warhammer 40k Darktide. It's from the developer that did Vermintide 2, like the four-player Left 4 Dead style game. That might be fun.
A futuristic Vermintide. Yeah, that would be good. Oh, having a look on the Wikipedia entry, the author of the story is Dan Abnett, who has done a lot of really good Marvel comics.
Oh.
And Prince, anything else on the list?
Oh, yeah, actually, which is terrible because I've already named like 5 games. I'm actually really interested in AI, the Somnium Files, Nirvana Initiative, which is a sequel to AI, the Somnium Files. Yeah. I thought it was just very interesting. I've been writing stories. I wrote one story about it. I can't say stories. I wrote one. but I thought it was very interesting, to be honest. It's a murder mystery visual. Well, it's not really a visual novel. I think everything plays out, but it does have those like speech bubble things. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can read the words, so it's not a visual novel is what I just said. Wow. But it's like, I like it. It's, you're trying to solve like these half body serial killings. Cause like 6 years before the game takes place, like half of one person's body is found. And it's like, ugh. And then 6 years later, the second half is found with like no sign of decay at all. And it's like, what the hell? And then multiple of these things start popping up, like half bodies popping up all around the area. So I found it very interesting. I'm like, I want to know what the fuck's going on with that. Like, I love murder mysteries. It's also got point and click elements, which I'm a sucker for, because I'll point and click everything if I can. I'm crazy about that. I got OCD.
Well, you're going to love Nirvana Initiative, because the first game you could click on everything.
Oh my god, and
when you went back to the location later, you could click on it all again.
That makes me so happy to hear it, though. Like, that's and it'd come up
with different descriptions or little one-liners or stuff.
There we go. That's what I want to hear when things change. That's like the best. I feel like games these days almost don't appreciate like a player who wants to look at everything in a game, like in JRPGs, regular RPGs, horror games, fucking, of course, point and clicks, because that's the point of them. I want to like walk up to everything and click on it and read something, like genuinely. I want information, even if it's useless. Give it to me. And nobody does that anymore.
Yeah. In the first game, I went to like the boss's office 4 or 5 times, and every time there'd be something new where a character would make a comment about it, rather than just, it's a flag, it's a poster. Like the next time it would be, oh, so where did you get this poster? And there'll be a little bit about that.
See, that's great to be on. That's like exactly what I'm looking for. I love it even more when things change, the more like when you talk or interact with it. Like, cause that's, I feel like when people do kind of put where you could read everything, it's going to stay the same. Like, it's the same prompt every single time. Yeah. Like, it just, and I understand why. It's a lot of fucking work. But I find it so impressive if throughout the game things actually change like that. Or, like, we get to know different opinions sometimes. Like, when you click on something and the character gives their thoughts and then they give a different thought about the same thing, it's so nice. Like, it's almost like world building in its own little way, and I think it's perfect and more people should do it.
I do recommend the first game. I only got one of the endings. I could have gone back and worked out how to do others, but
there's
honestly,
multiple endings?
Yeah. But oh, honestly, I had other games in the backlog, and I finished this one, so maybe I'll come back to it another time.
Yeah, you know, I'm about to dedicate my life to this series. I'm a little, I'm like, this is a rabbit hole. I'm ready to jump down. I get to click things. This is great. There's multiple endings. I got to get every single one of those endings, because I'm insane.
It was actually announced last night, for me at least, that the Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One versions have been delayed in Europe.
Yep, that's what I wrote the story on. It's Europe and Oceania. Is that okay? This is the stupidest thing coming out of my mouth. That's like Australia and stuff, right? No.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I didn't know that's what we call that region, to be honest, until I read that last night. I just been writing Australia.
It's one of the names for that region.
All right. That is so good to know, because I was guessing the whole time I wrote that article. I should not be admitting that. But I was like, this probably means Australia. But yeah, it's delayed because of manufacturing and shipping issues with the physical releases. And to be fair to players in these regions, They're delaying the digital releases as well.
It's fair enough, I suppose, but...
Yeah, I think it's weird, because they're not delaying, like, the worldwide release, so in what fucking way is it fair to delay the digital release?
Also, people can just still get it on PC.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, like, I'm a little confused about it, but, yeah, that was the choice they made. I guess I kind of understand it, because if I bought a physical edition, I would be a little bit pissed if I had to wait, like, 2 to 3 weeks to play versus someone digitally in the same area who's playing it right then. But I'm also, like, if I'm buying a physical edition, especially since the physical edition, I believe, comes with, like, a statuette and all of these things, because they went hard on that physical edition. It's on one of the websites. I believe Numbskull's website goes into the details of it. Sorry, I did a lot of research last night about it.
That's fine. It's actually weird, because AI, the Somnium Files Nirvana Initiative isn't the only thing that was delayed today.
Really?
Yeah, because the PlayStation and Xbox versions of Eternal Threads also delayed. Cloud Gardens was supposed to release on Switch later this week, and that's been delayed. Both of those delays have been to an indeterminate point in time in the future.
My gosh, what is their developer or the other word, publisher? Is there a common thread here? What do you think's going on there? Is it just coincidental?
I think it might just be coincidence. CoatSync, Secret Mode, and Spike Chunsoft. So yeah, they're not related at all.
Yeah, okay then. And it's not, the other two games didn't list like manufacturing issues or shipping.
No, just it needs more time kind of deal.
That's like a way worse type of delay right there. Like, at least there's a, like, I don't know. I feel like when you hear a delay because of something like, oh, we didn't make enough copies or whatever, like, it's essentially like, yeah, at least the game is good, though. It's just like there's an issue that is beyond like people's control. You never know what shit's going down with that. But when you hear a game is delayed because of like it needs work or more development time, it scares you. Like, it's genuinely like, oh, how's this going to turn out?
Right. Well, I think we've reached the end of our podcast. Thanks for joining me, Gauz and Prince.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Cute. Sorry I talked so much this episode. Oh my god.
Well, save my voice. Thank you for listening to the Grimcast, and thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrim.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. Until next time, game on.